and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien. I'm in studio with John Hilliard, as I am each week. We're bringing you Storage Radio. We always start by talking to Dave Rappo, our senior news editor. Dave, good to have you here.
Great to be here.
Thanks, Dave. I want to jump right in with Hitachi Unified Storage Platform news. That platform launched in April, but this week we had a story on searchstorage.com saying that Hitachi Data Systems had added its first enterprise unified storage system. So they're taking a shot at the larger market. What do you make of it?
Yeah, this is like a combination of their mid-range new unified platform and their legacy enterprise system, which uses a storage virtualization controller. That's the virtual storage platform, VSP. So they're using that controller basically with the same architecture that allows them to mix block and file storage. There's a, you know, different modules for blocked and file, but it's the same architecture as that mid-range unified system, but they can run other storage behind the controller too.
Okay, you talked with Ashish Nadkarni over at IDC, I think, and he said the most important thing about this release is that it shares some of the, or shares the same code base with their other SAN systems. What does that do?
Well, it allows you to migrate data from the mid-range HUS system to the HUS VM and also to the VSP enterprise system. You could also upgrade systems, you know, if you start with a smaller system and want to go to the bigger system, you can migrate your data from one to the other. So makes it easier, makes a non-disruptive upgrade. And what, you know, where Hitachi appears to be headed is they want to have a uniform platform from the mid-range up through the enterprise. They're not quite there yet, but that seems like that's where they're going. And, you know, outside of NetApp, none of the other major storage vendors do that. Everybody has a different platform in the mid-range than the high-end enterprise. And, you know, some vendors have more than one mid-range platform.
Right. It's an interesting strategy. This seems to be the year we've heard so much about unified systems. What's your take on that?
Well, I think now almost every, you know, this is a very high-end system. They're almost all unified or have to at least have that capability now. You know, I think, you know, a lot of people don't want to manage separate NAS and separate SAN systems, so they like to have the unified system.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye out on how all the vendors start to compete for different features within their unified systems. And we appreciate you keeping track of the market for us, Dave.
All right, great to be here. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. Going to pass it off to John Hilliard now. He's going to take you through the rest of this week's top headlines.
Thanks a lot, Ellen. Well, to start off with, we have two vendors which have announced products aimed at small, medium-sized businesses recently. Advanced Computer and Network Corporation, which goes by the short name AC&NC, announced new additions to its JetStore Array lineup, while Infratrend Corporation showed off new models in its Eon NAS 1000 series. The new JetStore arrays will support data compression and dedupe, snapshots, thin provisioning, and unified authentication, according to AC&NC. Meanwhile, Infratrend announced that its new Eon NAS 1000 models will offer dedupe, compression, and a snapshot capability that are compatible with both file and block-based applications. The new systems will work with Mac, Windows, and Linux, Unix workstations, according to Infratrend. And in disaster recovery news, WAN acceleration vendor Silver Peak Systems recently announced that its Velocity program will enable storage managers to set up and manage array-based replication optimization without requiring changes on the network. According to Silver Peak, storage administrators can use Velocity to accelerate remote replication on NetApp storage by loading a Silver Peak virtual appliance onto any server at each site they want to replicate between, and then point their filer at the server to begin the optimization process. Velocity is now available for NetApp Snap Mirror deployments, and the company said the product will be extended to mid-range storage arrays from EMC, Dell, and Hitachi Data Systems by the end of the year. And late last week, TechTarget held its 2012 Backup School seminar for Boston area IT pros. Brian Posey, an independent analyst and contributor to SearchDataBackup.com and SearchStorage.com, offered insights into new backup technologies and how they could be put to work for local companies. Attendees told site editor Andrew Burton that they face a variety of backup challenges, such as capacity demands, long-term data retention issues, complex storage environments, and increasing disaster recovery requirements. And perhaps only in the IT storage industry could a glacier disturb a cloud, but that could be the case with the Amazon Glacier Cloud Archiving Service, which could become a disruptive force in cloud storage. Search Cloud Storage's Sonia Lely writes that Amazon's penny-per-gigabyte pricing model will certainly be tough to match by smaller competitors that can't afford to store data at that price. That makes Glacier appealing for organizations looking to move large archives off of tape and into the cloud. Archiving has actually been an early driver of storage clouds, helping object storage vendors and cloud service providers gain early customers. Andrew Reichman, a senior analyst at Cambridge, Massachusetts-based Forrester Research Incorporated, said that, quote, Amazon is a big company with low financial risk. They're stepping up and saying, we'll be the stewards of your data in the long term. We'll move it from the old platform to new platforms, and it'll still be there. This isn't an alternative for big online systems. It's for data that's stale on tape, and enterprises are struggling with tape. And finally, Simplicity closed a $25 million funding round this week, giving the startup ammunition to market its OmniCube converged storage stack that's due to ship later this year. Simplicity came out stealth in August when it started its beta program for OmniCube, which has storage, compute, and virtualization in one box. CEO and founder Doran Kemple said he expects the company to grow from 60 people to around 80 by the end of the year, and the new funding, quote, gives us cash to fuel everything we want to do in 2013 in sales, marketing, and engineering.
John, thanks a lot. I know Storage Soup does a great job at keeping track of startups, and we'll see if that CEO can deliver on those promises.
Sounds good, Alan. See you next week.
Thanks, John. For more on this and other storage news, check out searchstorage.com, and each week, listen to Storage Radio. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you next week.